Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and today is Wednesday, June 3rd, and I want to thank you for being here today, whether you are tuning in live or via archive. And I hope that wherever you are, you're having a great day. As you know, I took a little break from radio last month so I could get settled into my new office. And in fact, I'm joining you from my new office right now. And it's absolutely a gorgeous day in downtown Chico. It's my very first day broadcasting from my office because you may have known last when I was in my other office, sometimes the internet connection was sporadic. So I'm excited to be here with you from this new space, and I'm sending you all this amazing, gorgeous energy from my little corner of the world to you today. So I thought that I would try a new platform for some of the shows so you can get some support in your day and then get back to your regularly scheduled programming. So in addition to the 30-minute shows I'm going to be doing, I'm going to do some 15-minute segment shows as well. And today we're going to do a 15-minute model. So let's get going. So we've been having some really big energy, haven't we? We're coming off this huge Sagittarius full moon from yesterday, plus some really intense energy from the last 2 to 3 weeks. And I've noticed a lot of need for rest, self-care, and healthy boundaries. And in my most recent blog post, which came out on Monday, I talked a lot about boundaries, including how to deal with them and how to renegotiate them and when you know it's time to renegotiate them. And I've been dealing with creating new healthy boundaries in my own life, and I've had lots of clients coming in and calling who are experiencing boundary issues too. So I thought that this would be a great time to look at this issue and do some personal work around this really important topic, especially as we're working with all of this releasing energy right now. So what I found is that boundaries are an issue that we're constantly dealing with. As we grow and change, so too do our boundaries. And sometimes we try to put off dealing with this issue because, let's face it, it's not a hugely fun topic to deal with. However, it's definitely necessary, excuse me, and it's also a sacred act of self-care. So the more that we can honestly listen to our own guidance about what's no longer working in our lives, the easier it is to clear away the old with healthy boundaries while we simultaneously create and open up opportunities for the new to come into our life. So I thought we could do a little guided meditation today to help set some quality boundaries for ourselves and to get some clarity around those quality boundaries that we're being asked to set. So if you're in a place where you can close your eyes, great. If you're not, that's okay. You can listen to this meditation again later on archive if you want to take some time to really kind of work with this energy. So if you can kind of get into a space where you can relax or just get some quiet, go ahead and give yourself permission to kind of close your eyes. And let's start by taking some nice, long, deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Good. Just giving yourself permission to let go of any tension, tightness, or stress that you could be holding within your body as you continue taking nice, long, deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Perfect. And letting go of any lists or things that you feel like you should be doing or need to get done. Letting go of any conversations or anything that could be holding space in your mind or in your body. And just giving yourself permission to shelve it for right now. And taking a moment to scan your body for any additional tension or tightness. And releasing the facial muscles and your muscles and your neck and shoulders too. Good. And now I'd like you to envision yourself in a beautiful old movie theater. This could be one that you've been to before, one you've always wanted to go to, or one that only exists in your personal imagination. And see yourself sitting in your favorite spot in the theater. And as you look around, you notice that you have the entire theater all to yourself. And now you watch as the screen begins to show a movie, and you see an image of yourself as you are right now. And you watch as people who bring joy to your life join you in this movie. And you can easily see who they are. And you see how their impact on your life is positive, joyful, and fulfilling. And you easily see and feel how these people not only bring joy to your life, but how it ripples out into all areas of your life. And you now see the places in your life where you spend time that feel good to you and which make your life feel fulfilling. You see the situations and day-to-day activities that are smooth, as well as things that you look forward to. And you now see the work that's meaningful to you. This could be work that you're paid for, and it could also be work that you are not paid for. And you see and feel and understand how this work not only impacts your life in a positive way, but impacts others in a positive way as well. And you see the activities and personal passions that are important to you. And you see how investing in these activities and personal passions bring you joy and joy to all cross-sections of your life. And you see how much time you have for each of these things that you enjoy, each of these people who bring you happiness. And you notice if there are things that you wish you had more time to participate in. You notice if you would like to reallocate your timetable to maximize the things that bring you happiness and joy. And you watch as the screen begins to change. And you now see any people who could be draining your energy or draining your time move into the screen with you now. And you see any people who may not be a positive contribution to your life at this time. And you see how their impact creates an impact not only to you in creating feelings of heaviness, sadness, stress, or pressure on a personal level, but also as it negatively impacts other areas of your life as well. And you now see any situations, belief systems, or lifestyles that are negatively contributing to your life at this time. And you watch how these things take time away from the people and activities which bring you joy. You watch how these things, people, and activities take time away from your own personal happiness. And you watch the negative contribution that it has on you, as well as your life as a whole. And you ask yourself, please show me how to create healthy boundaries with these people and situations now. And you easily see what you're being asked to do. And you ask, how will these boundaries help increase my quality of life right now? And you easily see the answer. And you ask, how will these boundaries help increase my quality of life in the long term? And you easily see the answer. And you ask, how will things progress if I do not create healthy boundaries now? And you clearly see that answer unfold before you on the screen. And you ask, what action steps do I need to take today clearly understand the answer you see before you on the screen. You see yourself feeling strong as you implement these healthy boundaries and know that you can take action today. Good. You see yourself feeling confident, clear, and ready to give yourself permission to take back your own personal timetable within your life and to choose joy, happiness, fulfillment, and forward motion within your personal life, and releasing any guilt or feelings of obligation toward those who are making a negative contribution to your life. And you now begin to bring your awareness back into your body and back into your breathing again and back into the room that you're in and continuing to take nice, long, deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Good. As you take in all of that information, guidance, and insight from your higher self about the personal boundaries that you're being asked to make today, knowing that you're fully equipped and supported as you go ahead and practice that sacred act of self-care and implement those boundaries. Knowing that when you say yes to you, you open up more opportunities for a healthier, happier, and higher functioning life. And that you're worthy of a happy life just by being who you are. Good. And when you feel ready, you can begin to move your fingers and your toes. And if you haven't already, you can gently and slowly open your eyes. Wonderful. Welcome back. And we're already close to the end of our show today. And I hope that this helps you to get some insight, guidance, and support that helps you to have a better understanding of the boundaries that you're being asked to make in your life right now, as well as the ways that you can implement them and the confidence and clarity and encouragement to take those action steps without delay. Knowing that when you do that, you have healthy boundaries, healthy experiences, healthy relationships, and a happier life. And I hope that this smaller segment has allowed you to get some extra support today as you're moving through your regular day-to-day schedule whenever you're listening to this show, whether it's live or via archive, and that it helps to kind of just give you a little reboot as you get ready to go back into the remainder of your day. And I hope that it also reminds you that taking 15 minutes and just doing something for you to kind of decompress really does make a difference in the way you move through your day. And that 15 minutes can be the difference from you kind of resetting, rebooting, and kind of getting an opportunity to kind of breathe and start again. So I'm wishing you a wonderful rest of your day, and I invite you to join me in 2 weeks' time as I welcome the lovely Elizabeth Pendleton back to the show as we talk all things angels and astrology for our third Wednesday of the month show. It's going to be a show packed with information about our new cycle, and you're not going to want to miss it. Until then, I'm sending you love and many blessings. Bye-bye.